Good morning. This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe's Economic Development Department works to grow existing assets and create new opportunities for the resources of the tribe. The Ute Mountain Casino and Travel Center and initiatives involving renewable energy are among the economic drivers that the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has developed on, or is working on, among others. Their contribution to the economy of Montezuma County and the Four Corners area is significant, though many of us may not recognize it. Joining me in the studio this morning is Tawny Knight. She's an economic development specialist at the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. Good morning, Tawny.
Good morning, Tom.
Let's just start off. Tell me a little bit about what the Ute Mountain Ute Economic Development Department does.
So what we do is we try to bring job creation to the tribe, try and bring more revenue for the tribe to help our economy, and basically get more people to know about economic development.
Mm-hmm. And when you say job creation, is that through opening up different enterprises? I know that you have like Weemanooch Construction and the casino. Is it mostly through those kinds of things that you're trying to do job creation for tribal members?
Yes, bringing new projects to the reservation to give our tribal members more jobs.
Okay. And tell me, how did you get involved with economic development? What was your path there?
Right after college, I was lucky enough to see the job opening for economic development. And since I got my degree in business management, I thought I could test it out and see if I could work at the tribe. And luckily, the job was open and I got accepted. So I started my career in the economic development department.
Did you always know that you wanted to go back to the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe and work there when you went off to college?
Yeah. Before I went to college, I had the mindset that I wanted to come back and help my tribe as best as I could.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the casino, and that's probably the most visible part of the economy and the economic development on the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. What's going on with the casino right now, and what's coming up for the casino? What kinds of developments are happening there?
So right now, we just had our restaurant renovated, I believe, in September. So it looks better. There's new designs up, new paintings, new rugs. And hopefully we look forward as in moving furniture around, having a new menu. And right now the casino put some new slots in the travel center. So we something to do for the truckers or people that are washing laundry. Mm-hmm. And right now we're looking at expanding the casino. I can't say maybe what, but hopefully maybe a new expansion. I can give some ideas of what we're looking at. Expanding the casino, a bigger convention center, bowling alley, something like that. So
okay.
We're looking at expanding.
Wow. How are you getting people to know more about the casino? Are you advertising across the country, here locally? How does that look?
Right now, it's just locally. There's commercials on local TV stations and some publications in the newspapers, but I think we need to work on marketing our casino better.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Tawny Knight. She's an economic development specialist at the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, and we're talking about economic development and some of the projects and enterprises that the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has going on. I'm wondering, too, I think one of the things that the Ute Mountain Casino is becoming known for is more entertainment. There's different kinds of concerts, and I know that doing like MMA fights and those kinds of things. Is that something that you'll be doing more of into the future, or is that kind of locked in right now?
Right now, I think it's just locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever opportunities they can grab, they bring in, and we hope to expand to more events and bigger events later in the future.
You also mentioned earlier the travel center that's there. Can you describe how the travel center fits in within the context of the casino and that whole complex down there?
So the travel center is just a quarter mile south of the casino, right off the highway. It brings in a lot of traffic, especially with the truckers. And I know they eat and stay at the hotel, so that helps. And we got pretty good gas prices down there, so I think it's the lowest.
Yeah. Good for truckers, I guess.
Yes. Right. Really good for truckers.
Very good. Well, let's turn now and talk a little bit more about some of the other enterprises. I mentioned Weminuche Construction earlier, but can you describe some of the other enterprises that the Ute Tribe has going on right now and how they fit into that larger picture of economic development?
Sure. So besides Weminuche Construction, we have our Ute Mountain Pottery. And they sell and hand-make the pottery, and it's the oldest enterprise that we have. And then we have our Tribal Parks, which is located almost close to the New Mexico state line. And it was great that we have the Tribal Parks because when the government shutdown happened, all the Mesa Verde customers went to our Tribal Park, and it was great for that. And we also have our farm and ranch enterprise, which they sell hay, and now they're working on a corn mill. So their corn mill is going to be distributed to different customers, and it's a good start for something else other than hay and cattle. And we also have the casino, which is our newest enterprise, our youngest enterprise.
Oh, I didn't realize that was actually the newest thing.
Yes.
You mentioned the Ute Tribal Park, and I've had the good fortune of going out there and going up Mancos Canyon and going to see some of the amazing archaeological sites up in there. Is that something that you're hoping to get more people involved with, that increase the number of tours, that kind of thing? I really see that personally as a really an interesting resource, particularly like you said, as it relates to that sort of national park experience and then that sort of kind of behind the scenes, the real deal kind of thing when you get to go into the tribal park. Is that something that you're working to expand upon at all?
We're working on it, but what we don't want to do is commercialize it too much. We would like more traffic through there, but we don't want to make it like Mesa Verde. We want it more smaller and behind the scenes, as you said. But yeah. One day it'll be, hopefully we're looking to make it a little bit more out there.
I think that's the balance, too, that you have to strike when you have these really pristine archaeological resources. You don't want to put too many people out there. Then it kind of ruins that experience for people coming through there. And then what about the pottery also? So is that employing people, Ute Tribal members that are making that pottery, and then the retail business and everything? Is that wholly a Ute enterprise?
Yes. Right now there are about 8 employees, and 6 of them are tribal members.
Okay.
So right now, in the future, we're going to look at trying to expand, as in market the pottery out more and get maybe more employees to make more pottery and more production, because the pottery needs help.
Is it something where there's younger people coming in and learning to make that pottery, and there's almost like a tradition of production going on in that enterprise?
Yes, most of the workers there are young, and about maybe their 18s to the 25.
And is making pottery a tradition among the Ute Mountain Utes that's been passed down sort of in a traditional sense?
Yes, but I believe that not many people know how to do the pottery, so I think it would be a good idea to get more of the younger generation to see what is made, how it's made, and how they can help.
Sounds like a really interesting opportunity for growth, definitely.
Yes.
You're just if you are just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine. You're listening to KSJD, and I'm Tom Yoder. And this morning I'm talking with Tawny Knight, Economic Development Specialist at the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Thursday Morning Zine. This is KSJD, and I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with Tawny Knight. She's here with me in the studio. Tawny is an economic development specialist at the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. And Tawny, I think one thing that people have heard about over the last few years is some sort of development around renewable energy on the Ute Mountain Ute Tribal lands. Can you tell us what's going on with that right now?
So right now, we just got done with a feasibility study for a possible solar farm. and that was done by Parametrics out of Washington. We look to find more opportunities for solar because we have a lot of sun and a lot of land out there. And I think solar is the best besides wind.
When you say a solar farm, what I think of is this big, huge, open field of some sort of reflectors or mirrors or solar collectors. Is that basically what you're talking about when you say solar farm?
Yes. And we're looking at a community size, so it wouldn't be too big.
Mm-hmm. And would this energy be to fuel the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, or would that also be going off the reservation at all?
It would be right now just to fuel the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, to help the tribal members with their utilities, their electricity, and to help out the electricity for the casino as well, because that is the biggest power user of the tribe.
Okay. Are there other opportunities around renewable energy? I mean, you mentioned wind. Have other things been looked at around either renewables or even non-renewables, like oil and gas development, things like that?
Oil and gas, we already have some oil development out there in the New Mexico portion of the reservation. And then we're looking at, I believe, pump back storage, where the water comes down like a slope and then it runs through the storage and then creates power.
So it's almost like a hydroelectric kind of system? Interesting.
So I've been looking.
Is that something that you're looking into right now?
Yes.
As it relates back to the feasibility study that you mentioned, what came out of that? Is this a feasible project for the Ute Mountain Ute tribe to undertake?
For the solar farm community size, yes, it was feasible.
Okay.
But I can't disclose how big.
That's fine. I think it's just really exciting that there's these kinds of developments happening on the Ute Mountain Ute tribe. And it almost feels like in some ways the Ute Mountain Ute tribe can really lead in this area around renewable energy and that kind of thing. Is that something that when you're talking at the Ute Mountain Ute Economic Development Department or among tribal council, is it something that you guys say, hey, we can really be a leader in this? This is something that we can sort of model for the rest of the area?
Well, since you put it that way, we haven't thought about that, going that route.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges, not necessarily particular to the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, but just challenges around economic development in general in the Four Corners area. What are some hurdles that you guys have to overcome as you look at economic development in this area?
Some challenges would be that we could make some job creations, but we wouldn't have the population, especially in Toyoak. We're such a small community. And also education-wise, we need more of our tribal members to get at least a college degree so they could fill positions. Say if we did a hydro-back pump storage factory, we would need some engineers, and that's one of the main challenges that we face is having the educated people to put in the positions.
Now, I understand that the current Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Council has more women on it than ever before.
Yes.
And that those women, or even the council in general, are a lot of them have advanced degrees. Is that something that you see changing, more education coming into the tribe?
Yes. In fact, as you mentioned that, since the beginning, where I think the 80s, where there used to be just like 3 or 4 tribal members going to college, the numbers have increased year by year. So that's a good outlook for us.
Are you seeing that tribal members are coming back to the reservation, like your own story, and saying, hey, I want to take this education and invest it back into my tribe?
Yes, I've seen people come back, but the problem is that we don't have the jobs for them. So it's kind of a tough situation. We can create jobs, and then we have the resources for the tribal members to come back, but then we need our other tribal members to get educated to fill in the other positions.
You know, you're pretty young. You've come into this position relatively recently, and as we've talked about, you went out, got education, came back to the reservation. Do you feel like among young people, among your peers, that there's sort of a mood change that's going on at all, that you're kind of more hopeful or you have more incentive or just more fire in the belly to go and do things with the Ute Mountain Ute tribe right now?
Yeah, I'm hoping the generation of my age has the same mood that I have and we can change the economy for our reservation and also get more communication and networking done with Cortez and the surrounding cities.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. I'm glad you brought it up. It seems like there is somewhat of a division between what's happening with the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, what's happening in Montezuma County and the Four Corners, and even in the town of Cortez. Do you see, it sounds like you do see opportunities for there to be some collaboration with, you know, sort of off-reservation, on-reservation economic development. Do you have a sense of what that might look like in the future?
Maybe more projects together as a reservation in a town. But one step toward that is we're a part of the MECADA, Montezuma County Economic Development Administration. So I think there's really great opportunities in the future for more connection and projects together.
Do you think it's sometimes a matter of folks just going down to Toyoak and seeing what's going on and talking to people there? Is there a sense that people can't come down to Toyoak to see what's happening? It seems to me like sometimes there's this sort of invisible barrier in a way. Talk a little bit about that. How can we overcome that kind of invisible barrier?
The most people that I talk to, they feel like they need to be invited to go down. Like it's not their territory and we're not invited. So everyone is always welcome. There's the casino. There's really good food there. And the events that happen, don't be scared to come check them out. You don't have to go into the reservation, like the actual reservation, the city of Toyoak. Go get gas there at the travel center. Go to the tribal parks when you have a chance because the summer season is coming up. And
there'll be lots going on, I'm sure.
Yes. All the women out there, you can go see Chippendales on the 26th. Don't be scared.
Ladies, all right. Well, Tani, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. It's a real pleasure.
And can I have a quick announcement?
Absolutely, okay.
So the gun show is next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And our pottery should have a booth out there. And we'll have information more about the pottery, brochures on Weeminooch, Farm and Ranch, and tribal parks. So go ahead and take a look, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you.
It'll be a good opportunity to learn more about what's happening on the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Tom. You too.
That was Tani Knight. She's the Economic Development Specialist at the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.